Yeah, so she has been the mayor for 3 terms. And as she was making this decision for the fourth term, she said she really was weighing whether she had achieved a lot of the things that she set out to accomplish. And she said that she ultimately decided she did, namely with RFK Stadium being a huge goal of hers throughout her 10 years as mayor. Once she had that secured, she felt like that was a promise that she was able to deliver on, and said it was not because of Trump, wasn't because of tensions with the DC Council or the sort of the political difficulties between navigating the two, but really was that she felt it was time to go in a different direction.
And interesting to note, and maybe you can provide some insight to this, did she share at all if she will have any other politics and have any other roles in her future? Like, would she run for delegate?
She did not share any of her plans after she leaves office in early 2027, and hadn't said, if she'll continue to play a role in politics or even whether she might endorse someone to succeed her. So I think a lot of that remains to be seen.
There have been rumblings that she might be getting or might have gotten some significant opposition if she ran for another term. So what does this mean for the political landscape in D.C.? It scrambles things, doesn't it?
It's a huge development for DC politics for this year's or 2026 mayoral election. We've heard a couple council members who are considering jumping into the race, Janice Lewis-George and Kenyon McDuffie being the most high-profile potential contenders at this point. But I think, considering the city's really tenuous situation right now, with threats to its home rule, you have more than a dozen bills moving through the GOP-controlled Congress right now that would change DC policies. And so I think a lot of these factors, the federal relationship with the Trump administration is going to play a huge role in this campaign and perhaps ways that we haven't quite seen it before. And that will really be a big factor on, for the platforms of whoever is going to be running in this campaign.
Megan, being a mayor, being a politician is a very heavy weight to carry. Did you get a sense from her that a weight had been lifted by making this decision at all?
I don't know that I would quite try to characterize that for the mayor. Other than that, she had said that she had spoken to both of her parents, including her father, before he died last year, as she was kind of weighing this decision, and that her mother was really excited by it. She has a 7-year-old daughter, and so her mother had, as she said, shared a comment that she was hoping she could return to just having a more of a normal lifestyle.
It is difficult to win 3 terms for mayor, and not everybody liked Muriel Bowser necessarily. But to win 3 races in a row, or to get 3 terms in a row, that's a significant accomplishment in particularly DC politics. So, how would you characterize her time as the mayor, as far as a legacy is concerned?
Sure. So she pointed to certainly a number of major items that, especially in more recent years, has really focused on sports as a major component of her economic development agenda. I think with both the Capital One Arena investment and RFK, certainly those are going to stand out as some major projects that, will really reshape those areas of the city once they're complete, especially on, along the Anacostia River. And she also, I think some of those. She also had some other challenges that she's had to confront, whether that was COVID. There was a huge spike in violent crime and homicides that, really was challenging for the city. She's pointed to, since then, declines in violent crime that, the city's worked on. But, I think that a lot of those situations, there was always going to be critics who wanted to see more, more on poverty, more on, if not on, there's been reductions in crime, but perhaps you know, crime plan, what has been a rallying cry for some time. So I think that, you know, she'll leave with certainly lots that she can point to, especially on economic development. While, you know, she did acknowledge to some extent that certainly there's more that can be done for her successor.